Okay, good afternoon. This is the Pacifica Foundation National Finance Committee meeting. Today is Tuesday, September the 12th, 2006. And what we'd like to do is we have an agenda. Everyone has received the agenda, so we will go, I'll go over the agenda briefly. We'll call an approval of agenda, review action items, we'll discuss the cost of living increase bonus policy. Actually, I have some action items in here. We have to, a CFO report, analysis and discussion for budget approval for KPFT and KPFA, review National Finance Committee motions for PNB, approval, and then adjourn. So I would like to get started with a roll call. Our secretary is not here, is not on the call, so I'll have to ask someone again if they could volunteer to take minutes for today.
Who's on the call?
Okay, I'll start with the roll call before we ask for minutes then. So we can go over it. Okay, I'll do the roll call. Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Sandra Rawline. She stepped away. Brian Edwards Teeker.
Here.
Patty Heffley.
Present. Patty's here.
Okay, Bediaco.
Here.
Dave Adelson.
Here.
Teresa Allen.
Here.
Ambrose Lane. Jane Gatewood. Casey McCall. Okay. So we have, is Greg on the call today?
No, Madam Chair, he is not. He's traveling, unfortunately.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. So that's the roll call. So I'm going to ask again for someone to do the minutes for today since our secretary is not on the call. Well, not everyone at one time.
Is the secretary coming on later on or what?
I left a call. I haven't heard from her. Has anyone spoken to her? Spoken to Casey? Okay.
Nope.
So what we need is someone to take the minutes. No volunteers? Maybe we can assign.
I'll do it.
Okay. Is that Dave?
Yep.
Thank you, Dave, a gentleman and a scholar. Okay. Thank you very much.
Did you say a gentleman and a sucker?
No.
I must have a bad connection.
Yes, I'll go back on my phone again. I'll get off the cell. No, I said scholar.
Oh, okay, scholar.
You'll accept that. Thank you. Okay, so the agenda for the last meeting was sent out. Patty Heffley took the minutes the last time. Did everyone receive a copy of the agenda? Of the minutes. I'm stepping ahead. Sorry about that. What I'd like to do next, is approval of agenda.
This is Teresa. I sent you a copy of a resolution from the Affiliates Task Force. Did you see it?
No, I haven't picked it up yet. When did you send it?
I sent it to you last week.
Well, let's just see. What was the date? The 7th or something.
We had a special meeting of the task force last week.
Mm-hmm.
And that was September.
I have one that's for August.
Maybe it was
29th. Affiliate budget issues, is that it?
Yes.
That's the one?
I believe so.
Okay, so do you want to add a discussion? Because we had a discussion in the last meeting about the affiliates, but since you've had a meeting since then, do you want to put that on the agenda?
Yes, I would.
Okay, has everyone else?
Did I get a copy of this?
I'm sorry?
Did I get a copy?
I see.
The affiliate budget issues. Is that the one?
Yeah, she sent it to the PNB and to Greg. So, yeah, this is from Rib Robin.
Yeah.
So that must not be. That's the one from Rip Robin.
Yeah. Well.
Is there another one, Teresa?
Well, I tell you what. Can we put it on the agenda, and I will find it and send it to everyone on the Finance Committee? I thought I just had to send it to you, and you would put it on the agenda.
What I see, the last thing I have from you is on the 30th, well, actually on, the last thing on affiliates was sent on the 29th, and you sent that to the PNB. I don't have anything from you since then regarding the affiliates.
Well, after the last Finance Committee meeting, I scheduled an affiliates task force meeting. I believe
mm-hmm.
it was September the 6th, I think. And I'm looking through my notes to find it, because we came up with a resolution, and I was told that if we wanted that if the task force approved a budget, then it would be considered to be a separate item on the national budget, with the national budget. So
okay, I haven't received it. I'm looking at all my emails right here from you.
Well, I will look for it. I will look for it if you will put it on there, and if I can't find it, then we'll drop back and punt.
Okay, where's
the point of information?
Go ahead, Dave.
Where is this being added?
Yes.
That's
Teresa?
My question, too. Well, it's come from a committee. Does anyone have a suggest where to put it? A suggestion?
Madam Chair?
Yes, please, Dave.
I don't see anything on here about the national office budget. I would think it would fit under a national office budget item.
Yes, because today's meeting, basically, we were to discuss T and A in order to take care of those before we have a long meeting to go over all of the budget. So that's why we were trying to limit this to KPFA's and KPFT's budget. So, but if you want to just go over briefly your the affiliates budget, although we discussed this in the last meeting, so we can let's add that to make it number 6. Is that okay, Teresa?
Okay. You want me to read it? I found it.
No, just send it to us. Just send it to us.
Okay.
Please. Okay, and I got to switch phones again. Okay, so
all
if you
right.
could send that to us, then we can.
I sent it out on September the 6th. I sent it to you, and I sent it to David Adelson.
I don't see it here, but that doesn't mean I could have actually filed it.
Okay. I will send it. Do you want me to send it to the whole Finance Committee?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll look and see if I have it on my machine.
Madam Chair, I'm hoping we can get through. Oh, can I speak now, Madam Chair? Go ahead, the floor.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Lonnie.
Oh yeah, I was. We're approving the agenda.
Agenda. Okay. Yeah. So we will put this on as number 6, affiliates. And if we don't get to it today, because, again, today's meeting, we're supposed to just take care of some of the, cleaning up at some of our action items and go over KPFT's and KPFA's budget. So that will go to the next meeting, which is the long meeting, which we already have scheduled for the 18th, which is next Monday. Okay, are there any other changes, additions to the agenda?
Yes.
Dave.
Yeah, I'd like to, I got a call from KPFK today who have some questions about policies. That are being changed about local handling of money. They're being instructed to change them by national, and they're unclear in the absence of their manager what the protocols are. So I'd like to review that, and I would appreciate doing that earlier in the meeting if we could.
All right. Since that would fall under Bonnie in terms of what, if there's a change there? Do we want to just put it under, make it 3C?
3C, fine.
The CFO report. Bonnie?
Yeah, I think so.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I've just discovered why. I had suggested in this note that it be put on the agenda for September the 18th. That's why it's not on the
great.
Agenda today.
So okay,
I'm sorry for any confusion.
Oh, no problem. I if you could just send it again, because I checked my file, and it wasn't in there, and I checked everything that you had sent. And
sorry
it's not
for the confusion, everyone.
Oh, no problem. Okay, so are there any other changes, updates to the agenda? Okay, then, may I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Thank you. Okay.
Wait,
so,
the amendments were approved without objection, right?
I believe so. The amendments, the changes, approved without objection. This is, okay, so then, I'm sorry, so then on the affiliate, then that goes to the 18th. Okay, thank you. Did I have it on there? Maybe I didn't. Okay. Okay, so it is his proof without objection.
Chair?
Yes, please, Lonnie.
Yeah, I understand we do have a meeting for the 18th and one also for the 19th.
Today. Not in my calendar.
Okay, just
19th.
So the 18th would be our last meeting. Is that accurate before the board meeting itself?
That's what the schedule is. But, I mean, it depends on how, if we get everything done. Otherwise, we'll have to, we plan to get everything done. Yes.
Just hoping that means we just have the next meeting to finish all the budgets.
Right, if we get started tonight. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Teresa.
For some reason, I did have in my calendar on the 19th, I had this place marked out also. Was that supposed to be a carryover meeting in case we needed it or something?
Well, if someone can check KPFTX and see if that date is available, let's do that now. I have to get off first to get back on.
I will look.
Okay.
But you might have an opinion as to whether we would actually need it. But I will look for you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. All right. So there were a few action items that I'm hearing an echo of my own voice, but I'm going to change phones. So if Dave, can you just go ahead in terms of reviewing action items for me while I call in again?
Sure. So the action items listed on the agenda are the cost of living increase / bonus policy, and Guma and Hicks are listed. Item B is send A and T complete budget packages. That was Hicks. Review budget packages. That was all. And reserve subgroup to reconvene. And that's Hicks, comma, and nothing else.
So, Lonnie, do you have information, or are you on the item A?
Well, I was calling, and people might want to jump on in, but we were discussing the difference between bonus and merit pay and what was going to be cost of living. And we discovered that using two or three different terms was confusing for folks. And we were going to look at coming up with a policy where we would have clear definitions of what's a cost of living increase, what's a bonus increase, and what's a merit increase. And it was going to be, as I recall, a discussion of the committee as a whole. It has Guma and Hicks, but I thought we were going to try to clarify it. I can state my view and see what folks think, but I'm not sure if we can craft a policy here, but we can at least start the discussion if that's how we want to use the time. But cost of living, in my view, would be where, in looking at salary increases, you would measure it against some index like the cost of living index. If inflation is 2 or 3%, then many times employees would give a cost of living increase. A bonus policy, as I understand it and how it's commonly used in many, many organizations, is where the company will give a bonus to employees where certain goals or revenue goals are exceeded. And sometimes it's part of a revenue sharing policy where if goals are exceeded or profits are high or there's an excess of revenue, they would bonus some of the money out to employees as a part of either an understood policy, or sometimes they'll do it on a spontaneous basis. A merit increase, as it would imply, is based on an increase for individuals who have done an outstanding job in performance of their duties, and it's usually in conjunction with an evaluation. Person gets evaluated, they can be given a cost of living, and they can be then given on top of the cost of living a merit increase. What have we done at Pacifica? Most of the increases that Pacifica has are those that are part of a union contract negotiation, and those are salary increases, and that's the ones we're most familiar with. In the case of where management is concerned, what has happened is that many times, at least in the last, up until last year, there were 3 years where managers had not gotten an increase. And as I recall, instead of salary increases, they were given bonuses on a cash available basis if the funds were available. There was, I think 2 years ago, the then executive director made a decision to adjust salaries because some folks had not received salary increases, and they were trying to regularize the salaries of the general manager position. So those are the three definitions: cost of living, bonus versus merit. As I said, on the managerial side, what we've done basically is, if there is no money or if it's going to look to be a very difficult year, we would sequester monies in the budget and then wait to see if funds were
coming.
And if the funds were available, we'd pay it out. We had called it bonus, but that is, in fact, what our bonus is often said to be. That is, if the funds are available, then we will give folks some predetermined bonus, but it's not a salary increase because it's not.
Right, Lonnie, just a second. Casey McFall came on the line, our secretary. Casey, are you available to do the minutes?
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, I only had a meeting done for the 18th.
Sorry. And also, Lonnie, if you could just go over, since Casey's come on the call, if you could just go over briefly your the definitions on the merit, the cost of living, and the bonus, and that I would appreciate that. And thank you, Dave, for stepping up to take the minutes.
Okay. On our last call, Casey, we were discussing we were using three or four different terms for certain kinds of increases: a cost of living increase, a bonus, or a merit increase. And I was just—we were going to discuss that as in terms of what would be a policy around these terms. The cost of living, as I understand it, and how I use it, is where you're trying to give employees a salary increase which would match essentially inflation or cost of living, several cost of living indexes that exist. A bonus is generally part of a revenue sharing where a company or organization might have exceed revenue targets and bonus to employees some percentage of that windfall revenue. A merit increase is where individuals are given increases above cost of living and maybe above bonus if they show outstanding performance in the job, but it's generally attached to an evaluation. That is, no evaluation, no merit increase, because the two are generally closely tied together. So anyway, that would be my definitions of the differences.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a comment?
I would like to comment.
Okay, Teresa.
I guess I have a question. So, Lonnie, are you saying that all of our employees have received cost of living raises for the last, let's say, for the last 3 years?
No. The other most employees are covered by union contracts. Mm-hmm. And the union contracts, which are different, they have different definitions altogether. They basically just go for straightforward percentage increases. They don't try to distinguish between cost of living or bonuses or merit. They just go for straight across the board for 5, 3, 2% increases, and usually over, you know, 2 or 3 years. They don't use this kind of nomenclature at all in the union contracts that we have.
So can you say that the employees at WBAI, for example, have received raises in the last 3 years?
Now, the union employees have.
Okay.
The management folks have not. And
okay.
That's because generally what we do is we, or with WBAI's financial issues, managers generally have not received increases. In fact, 3 years ago, managers took a reduction in salary, I think, two or three years ago. I mean, 3 to 4 years ago. There was a natural reduction in salary at the national office, I know, because I saw it in the budget.
Well, I think we ought to have a subgroup that works on this, because I could ask a lot of questions right now. Because I know last year, I guess last fall, at KPFT, there was some money, and I know that the general manager, for example, was discussing with the LSB about whether and how bonuses would be distributed. But I'm not sure that meant that the general manager would get a bonus, because it sounds like that's a decision that would come from the management of the national office.
Oh, it did. Although in that case.
I'm sorry?
It did in that case. It came from the national office. The general manager was not included. It came from the national office after an evaluation.
So I move that we have a subgroup to discuss this.
Okay. So basically you want a subgroup in order to look at establishing what the real policy is and kind of look at what has happened over the past?
Well, I think that we need to have a policy, because when I asked the CFO if people have received a cost of living, he's saying that I didn't get an answer that I can wrap my fingers around. I don't quite understand who has gotten the raises because of the unions. I'm not saying you're being evasive. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying I'm still not sure who's receiving any raises in any category because of the union situation at different stations. And so I'm wondering if it's consistent, if there is a consistent way of generating any sort of raises.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Lonnie.
Well, maybe we need to talk about it offline, have a working group. That might be wise to do.
Exactly. Okay, so you're proposing to a subcommittee or a working group to look at establishing what the policy is.
At least establishing what practice has been, and see. So that involves two or three different things. One is union contracts, and I'm not so sure we should. We can certainly describe what practice has been, but I wouldn't want to have this committee recommend.
I think what Teresa is looking at, and I think that most of us understand, is that we're not speaking about the union. We're talking about management, basically, and to determine policy, because the policy for union is in the union contract. Is that correct?
I would agree. Let's maybe do a working group on it.
Okay. Teresa, is that acceptable to what you're trying to get at?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Lonnie. I could phrase it this way. I move that we establish a working group to determine consistent practices for management raises.
Well,
that
I think we
okay?
need to look at it. I agree. But the charge is I'm adding one additional charge, and that is to review what practice is and then make recommendations if required.
And make recommendations.
Yeah, because there is a way it's being done now. So,
mm-hmm.
And then if there's a need to make changes, we would, but at least start out with what current practice is.
But we're only talking about management raises, correct?
Yes. Talking about staff and management,
right.
Exactly. Was that for Rudy? Did you wish to speak?
Brian.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brian.
And then Dave.
I'm sorry, are you through, Teresa and Lonnie?
Yeah.
Well, I do have one question. You said staff / management. When we say management raises, who do we mean, Lonnie?
When we get into the working group, can I just say, simply it's like you have staff who are not union and you have management. And some positions I see as a management position, but you're not managing anyone. So I would kind of like to say management staff.
That would be accurate.
However you'd like to call it.
Yes, that would be accurate. You got administrative assistants, for example, that are not managers, but they are certainly staff, and they're in the national office, for example. So
all right.
That's accurate.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, Brian.
My experience is typically this kind of thing would be laid out in your personnel policy manual. You know, how performance evaluations happen, what merit-based increases are based on, what cost of living adjustment increases are based on, so forth. I'm wondering if we shouldn't kick it to either the personnel committee or the HR person at Pacifica to move it through that channel. I mean, I think it's a very micro level for the finance committee. We're supposed to be looking kind of at the overall finances of the network, accounting procedures, and so forth.
Good point. But I think that in terms of, you know, Lina's involvement in working with HR, I think it would be a combination in terms of we do a working group, proposed policy or change would definitely have to be reviewed by HR. But I'm not sure, and a lot of the information, I guess Teresa was asking for what the past performance has been like over the last 2 or 3 years, and then we can see what the what the expectation would be in the 07 budget, because again, you start giving out bonus, cost of living, merit, and it sort of established the precedent among staff and management.
I
think that's where we really need to chart that out, see what has happened,
then
determine what our
no merit. There's only been bonuses.
It's only been bonuses. Okay, our cost of living.
No, we say cost of living, but it's mainly been bonused out. Most of those years, increases were not affordable.
It was due to revenue sharing. Stations met their targets, and there was windfall profit.
Yeah, and then there was enough money too. So what is proposed for managers and the national office certainly is that FY07 is a lean year, so we're not adding or increasing salaries. What we're doing is setting aside about some 2 or 3 percent bonuses we can afford if the funds are available from the first driver, and it looks like it's affordable by December. That's what we're doing.
You know, all of this information is still, you know, kind of like not really pulled together. So I would still think it's a good idea to do this working group in terms of determining, again, Lonnie says it's only been bonuses. And so you're saying in 07 that you might have something budgeted, but you're not really sure if it would be distributed because after we look at the budget for 07 for all of them. And I have just a question. When you say targets are met, is this individual, when you start looking at the stations, individual stations have met their targets? I mean, is that how you distribute? Because, I mean, just point blank, someone didn't mention BAI. Okay, if there's certain targets that are not met, would that group also enjoy a bonus?
Well, are you talking about the managers?
Yes.
Okay. Generally, there's two things. Say a station has a very bad driver, it's in a deficit situation. Then what has been practiced and what is my recommendation is that bonuses not be given out, and that plans be made to put the station on the right level. The same thing for the national office. That is, if a station has a bad driver, then our income immediately goes down, and there is no wait period. That is, it happens immediately in 30 days. So that's why I'm always hesitant to pre-commit us to paying out salary increases. I always have a sort of wait-and-see policy to see if the funds are actually going to be forthcoming from the station.
Are there other questions,
Madam Chair?
Comments?
Yes.
So we want to go ahead with the working group. Teresa,
Lonnie.
I've been trying to get on the stack.
I'm sorry.
Dave also.
Dave, Casey.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion that no bonuses or cost of living adjustments be made to managers or national office staff without prior review by the National Finance Committee.
Is there a second?
Second.
I'd amend that to unbudgeted.
If I may, what we're talking about is not. I don't think we're talking about. What Lonnie just said is, well, we don't know how much, but I wouldn't be in favor of unbudgeted. I think the issue here is what are the policies that are dictating how it's happening, and so while we're in this period where we're working those issues out, I want to have the opportunity to see those before they're awarded.
Okay, so first of all, we've got two motions on the floor, but second, Dave, what are you saying? No bonuses or what be awarded?
Or cost of living increases.
Did you say management and national staff?
Right, management or national office staff.
National office staff. Okay, thank you.
Are there comments?
I would move to insert amend by insertion.
Who's that?
Back to
Brian here.
Okay. Brian, was there someone else next? Okay, go ahead, Brian.
I would move to amend by inserting the word unbudgeted.
I would second it.
And obviously that would be before the word increases or bonuses.
Okay. Do we want to, is there a discussion?
Lonnie.
Yes. Who is that?
Lonnie.
Dave.
Okay, Lonnie, then Dave.
Well, I would oppose it. I would oppose that motion for the following reasons. What we're doing here at the Finance Committee is
I'm sorry, Lonnie, the motion or the amendment?
Right, you're speaking to the amendment right now.
I'm sorry, Lonnie?
Yes.
You're speaking to the are you speaking to the amendment or to the motion?
I'm speaking to the motion. Or?
Okay, well, we're speaking to the amendment at this point. Okay.
Well, I would support the amendment then. Let me speak to that.
What's that?
I would speak to supporting
the amendment. Okay, well, go ahead.
Okay, I support that amendment because...
All right, just a second, Lonnie. I hear someone else on the line.
Yeah, you've got two motions and an amendment on the floor.
Okay, the first motion was the one for the committee or subgroup, working group?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I went ahead with that, went ahead to the next one before we resolved the working group. Okay,
right.
The motion was to establish a working group. Is there further discussion on that motion? Is there anyone opposed to the motion?
Point of order.
Sure.
The
Brian.
Motion should specify how to appoint it. In other words, how many people, is it whoever volunteers, is it by acclamation, to properly constitute a committee or a working group through a motion? You have to say who's on it.
If you want to do it properly, we can do that, Brian, but we...
Brian, you have any suggestion?
Go ahead.
You could say a four-person committee elected by single transferable vote. You could say a four-person committee consisting of the following people. I mean, I don't know how you envision it. But
well, as a working group, it's a lot less formal than that. It's whoever volunteers. So that's essentially how you populate, how we've populated working groups in the past.
Okay, cool. That tells me how it works.
Okay, Jane... Jane, did you have something to move, say? Okay.
I'm sure, could we get a convener for the working group?
Let me just make sure that, is there any other comments or is there anyone opposed to the formation of a working group based on people who volunteer to work on the working group? If there's no opposition, then therefore the motion passes. And you want to... you're going to ask for a convener now, Lonnie?
Yeah, might as well get it done, huh?
Okay, is there, how many people would like to be on the working group?
I'm volunteering.
Hey, Lonnie, Teresa? I will try to also be there. And who will convene it? Lonnie?
Uh, sure.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Dave.
Can I ask that all announcements of the working group's meetings be posted to the full committee?
Yes, you may. So we'll, Line is the convener. Currently on the working group, members are Teresa and myself, LaVarne, and...
Would Brian like to join us? Because it sounds like he has an understanding of some of these issues.
Brian, there's an invitation.
I wouldn't. I mean, my only feeling is that it's properly within the jurisdiction of whatever personnel and HR bodies we have, not the Finance Committee, the way people are framing this discussion. So I'd actually rather stay out of it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Brian.
Okay. Okay, so, and the request is that, Lonnie, when you convene it, that you post it to the Finance, to the NFC. Okay, is there further discussion on convening, or do you have a date, possible date to convene it, Lonnie?
Well, maybe we can do that right away. It would be nice to do it.
Yeah.
How about Friday, the 15th?
I don't know. There's a march on the 15th, the Mumia March.
Okay. Monday the 18th, say 1 o'clock or so? Or maybe.
That Teresa, is that timing okay with you?
That sounds good to me.
Okay, yeah, that's fine with me. 1 o'clock on Monday?
Which would be 3 o'clock Central?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is the Staff Management Raises Working Group?
Yes.
Okay.
And just to be clear, I'm seeing it as a discussion group and not specifically to change. I mean, it's a discussion group. Let's see if we can get a recommendation.
Well, we'll do due diligence to the issue. Okay, thank you very much. Now we need to move to the other motion that's on the floor, and that motion is to what do we have? Casey, can you read it, please? Thank you.
David Adelson moves that no bonuses or cost of living adjustments be awarded to management or national office staff without prior approval of the National Finance Committee.
And the amendment
no,
to
no,
add.
That's not correct. It's prior review.
Without prior review, okay, by the National Finance Committee. Thank you.
Okay, and the amendment was to add unbudgeted.
This is Dave.
Okay, so now we're speaking to the amendment, and I think Lonnie was actually speaking for the amendment, then Dave.
Well, if we just set up the working group, should we table this till the group comes back with recommendations?
I have a very specific reason for not wanting to do that, and it'll be made clear in my amendment when I'm recognized.
You have an amendment also?
No, Brian added unbudgeted. So, Lonnie, can you, is there something else you wanted to say about the amendment? Lonnie?
Yeah. Well, I think that the motion is not in order. What we're doing in this Finance Committee is we're approving budget that's presented. And I don't think the Finance Committee can add an additional proviso in the budget without the approval of the board. When the board approves the budget, it's budget, and I think Brian's amendment is highly in order. What the Finance Committee should do is it can review it, but it cannot demand that expenditures that the board has approved not be expended. Only the board can do that. And so if the review process carries with it the intent that the Finance Committee can prevent a duly authorized board expenditure, it's out of order. If the intent is to review and have information be presented when we intend to pay it out, because it will be in the budget, then that's different. And I think the wording on it should notify the Finance Committee, because it's already an approved expenditure. And whether we're going to or not going to. So that would be.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any other comments on this from others?
Let me see if I understand.
Madam Chair, was I not on the staff?
I'm sorry. Dave, yes, you were. Dave,
back to.
Casey, do you want to go before me?
No, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I disagree with what Lonnie has said. The Finance Committee can recommend to the board the passage of any policy at once relevant to finances. And we have a standing board policy that says that members of committees may introduce motions relevant to the work of that committee without, you know, prior authorization by the board. And Robert's rule says that any committee member can introduce a resolution. This would not take effect unless the board approved it, obviously. And the reason I opposed the tabling of the motion is because the amendment I was going to offer was that until the board establishes clear policies governing the awarding of bonuses, that the finance committee should review them. We have in the past, as everybody knows, been informed after the fact of the awarding of bonuses. We have not as yet heard any statement that I consider clear on how they'll be awarded. And therefore, I would like to assert oversight of this committee in their awarding until we have a policy. So I'm opposed to the amendment, and I am offering a substitute amendment that says until the PNB approves a policy governing the awarding of bonuses or other forms of increases that, et cetera, the finance committee will review any such bonuses before they're awarded.
Okay, can you repeat that one more time?
The secretary has the text of the motion. So it's the beginning part says that the amendment I am proposing is, or the substitute I'm proposing is to amend the motion to say, until the PNB approves a policy governing the
awarding
terms, the terms for, or the policies governing the awarding of bonuses, the NFC shall review any bonus, et cetera, as in the motion as I originally stated it.
Okay, Casey, do you have
point of information?
Just a second. Is there a second to this?
It doesn't require a second.
Okay, I'm looking at my little guide here, and it says amend must have a second and is debatable, but go ahead.
Not in committee. In
okay.
The full board, that's true.
All right.
Point of information?
Sure. I'm sorry, Brian, before you... go ahead.
The bonuses you were referring to in the past, Dave, were they budgeted?
It's an interesting question. I don't know, but
the
point is...
The working point, will look at that.
I'm not at all sure of it, but it's not germane to my point. Budgeted or unbudgeted, I want to know what's dictating who's getting what when.
Stack,
please, for Brian.
I'm sorry, Brian? What did you say?
Stack, please, Teresa.
Stack, please, too.
I got my schedule incorrect. Teresa, then Casey.
Okay. Bear with me, everybody. The way I understand this motion as it so far is, it says that no bonus or cost of living increases for management or national office staff shall be allocated without prior review by the National Finance Committee until the PNB approves a policy governing the awarding of bonuses. That's the resolution with the amendment.
It's not awarded. It's not allocated. It's awarded. We're allocating it with the budget.
Okay. That no bonus or cost of living increases for management or national office shall be awarded. Okay. Okay. Without prior review of the National Finance Committee, and then the amendment is to add until the PNB approves a policy governing the awarding of bonuses. Okay. I do want to call it to your attention that I have sent you a resolution for next week of the Finance Committee, and it reads, the Affiliate Task Force will submit the full affiliate budget to the PNB Finance
Teresa,
Committee.
Teresa, excuse me, this is in relation to what we're talking about, the amendment?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, because
okay.
I think that's how we get into some conflicts here, because I know that the budget that was submitted was for a certain amount, and then we said... this amount for the affiliate director, for example, that includes, benefits. Well,
I'm sorry, but if
so there is some confusion between what is, so the question is, in order for the task force feels that because of the increased responsibilities of this employee, for example, that she
Teresa, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to interrupt you.
Okay.
That sounds like, you know, you're talking about the affiliate issues. It's not directly related to the amendment to that we're considering at this time. And I would ask that you, bring that up when we talk about the affiliate. And specifically, you're talking about one specific person.
So in general terms, what I'm saying is if we feel that an employee, if their salary is not commensurate with their responsibilities, we have to get approval from the PNB?
May I clarify?
Please, Dave.
An increase in salary is something that we're going to improve with the budget. But what I'm saying is if a bonus is going to be awarded, or the reason I use the other language is because it's been ambiguous on this call whether what we're calling these additional payments that are made to staff or management on a wait-and-see basis based on what comes in. That's what I want us to review. So the amounts of money you're talking about, which are an increase in their, you know, base salary based on a cost of living calculation, perhaps, it is not relevant to this. That is something that's being approved in the budget process.
Well, I understand.
Thank you. Casey?
Okay, thank you. I feel like this conversation is so all over the place. I'm gonna try to just get comments out that kind of apply to all of the different things we've been talking about. First of all, bonuses, in my opinion, in a nonprofit organization, I have a problem with us talking about bonuses only as related to what kind of revenue we bring in and what kind of a year we have and that kind of a thing. I see bonuses in this type of an organization being directly tied with some sort of goals and deliverables that go beyond just income generation, and that they also need to be tied to some sort of a team approach, which may be only station-wide or maybe network-wide, that have to do with looking at goals or looking up at objectives that have to do with each piece of the foundation's work. So, for example, you may have a goal that you're going to increase affiliates by this many, or that all stations are going to increase income or listener income in fund drives in this way, or that everybody's going to have 5 new ways to bring income in or something like that, and that then bonuses are given across the board, maybe percentage-wise according to salary, or maybe bigger bonuses to those who make lower salaries, those kinds of things. But these things are not, I agree with Brian, finance committee issues. The finance committee needs to look at whatever the ED and the CFO propose to the PNB, or the personnel committee works with them and proposes something, and then the finance committee's job would be to say, yeah, that sounds really great, but there's no money for it this year, or there is money for it this year, or this is how much money you're going to have to bring in to do it. So that, to me, that's one piece of it as far as bonuses. Bonuses should not just be, well, we got some extra money in, so let's give it to the staff. That's not what people contribute to the foundation for. And so in order for us to take the money that comes in that people are contributing, I think we need to reward staff for a job well done based on making sure that listeners got more for what they contributed. And let me see. Then we were also talking about, specific bonuses that were given in the past, and I have to agree with Dave. In the past, we were first told that those were salary increases, and then when we said salary increases weren't approved, all of a sudden they changed to bonuses, that kind of stuff. It doesn't matter what happened in the past, but I agree it needs to be clear, and that there's a difference between what happens in the budget process and what happens separate from that. And I guess I'll stop there. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
next person want to come? Well, wanted to comment.
Lonnie, I think.
Lonnie?
Yeah, we're. Let me see if I can take a stab at clarifying this. It looks like I've created some confusion. What I am proposing in this budget, the national office budget, is that there not be salary increases for the national office staff. That it's not a bonus, not a cost of living. I am saying that in lieu of putting in salary increases for the national office staff, that a sum of money be set aside, and in the event that funds are available, that it be paid out at a 3% level. And that would come to the Finance Committee, and I would say, look, it looks as though we can afford a 3%. Now, Dave's motion I oppose, and the reason is that, I'm asking if that be placed in the budget. That be the understanding that that's how we would do it. And I don't find that ambiguous at all. That is, we can't afford at this point in the budgeting process to foresee salary increases for the national office staff. I'm just not seeing the funds for it. But I am willing to put aside some funds in case it's affordable, that it would be maxed out at 3%. And it's not 3% to the salary, but 3% to the annual salary, and that we would pay it out that way. It is not a bonus in the traditional sense. It is not a cost of living in the traditional sense. But it is a one-time payout. That's what it's usually referred to, based on affordability. And what would happen is that I would come to the Finance Committee and say, it looks as though we can't afford it, and I'm recommending that we expend those funds. Or I would come to the Finance Committee and say, I don't think we can afford it. Or I don't think we can afford it, and that would be it. But that's it. It's not a complicated idea.
Madam Chair, this is Dave.
Yeah, sure, Dave.
As far as I'm concerned, that's what my motion calls for, that the CFO comes to the committee prior to the awarding of the bonuses, and we go through that process. My amendment would simply make that explicit.
But no, it adds the phrase, until the P&B approves the awarding of the bonus. That's what I object to. I'm suggesting that be deleted, because you have to go back to the P&B. I'm saying it should be reviewed by the Finance Committee and see if the funds are there or it's not there.
May I clarify?
Sure.
Okay. The intent is that we would look at such bonuses in the way you're describing, not approval, that we would review it. That's why the word review is in there. And that until there's a clear policy contemplates that at some point we have a policy that says this is how bonuses are awarded and here's the terms and all the rest. And that until such a policy that's specific is approved by the PMB, that before you award bonuses, you let the National Finance Committee know, what's going on, and we review it. There's no approval anywhere in this.
Okay.
It says that you got to tell us before you're going to do it.
I'm going to
say. Which, as far as I can tell, based on what you said, is identical to what you've just said the process would be. And this only holds. This is only enforced.
Second, one person at a time. Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
And this is only in force until we pass an overarching policy.
I have a proposal. Salary increase. Bonuses is throwing us off here. It sounds like you're getting more money than your base salary. In fact, you're not. So I think a delay the salary increase is a better way to be clear about what's being proposed. I'm proposing that we delay any salary increases for the national office until the funds are available. That's what I'm proposing. Not bonuses.
Sure.
Can I get on the stage?
Casey, is that Brian?
Baruti this time.
Baruti, I'm sorry. Okay, Casey. I'm sorry, were you through, Lonnie?
Yeah, I just want to clarify, because we really, it sounds like
this whole issue is kind of like taking, we're already past 6 o'clock, but it's, and when we get to the working group, because I was envisioning that we would have some policy or something tonight to kind of review. But like you're saying, it really takes a working group to kind of go over this, to present this, make sure it's consistent with personnel policy. But Casey, please.
Thank you. I just want to say, Lonnie, that I think I understand what you're trying to do, that you're saying that staff hasn't had salary increases. You don't know that you can afford them. This might be a way to do it. But what worries me about this is that if you don't give a salary increase that carries from year to year, staff loses out. You know, that if it's in the form of this type of a one-time payment, then it's not guaranteed next year, and it's not guaranteed the following year. It's just this one year, and then next year they may make less or whatever. I also have a problem with just saying 3% across the board. Typically, salary increases should be tied to performance evaluations that are uniform across the foundation, that are, you know, have a numerical rubric, and then the percentage is tied to the score that you get on your evaluation. And that, you know, that also needs to be looked at in the policy. But I think it's a little, I do understand what you're trying to do, and if you're trying to figure out a way to reward staff who hasn't been paid or hasn't had increases and you don't know if you're going to be able to afford it. I just think it's not a clean way or a fair way to really do it.
Well, you know, what we would do is if it looked like it was affordable after that first, you know, all drive, we would come back to the committee and say, it looks like we have these funds available, and we're proposing to pay them out in the following way with the following procedures. And I think that, you know, we can handle that at the time it comes when we come back. And I think that if the working group is able to produce a policy, then we would have that available, too, and don't have to, we'd have something that we would concretely have to work with. So I think it is doable. But I think we're trying to come up with a policy on the spur of the moment right now. It is not going to happen for us. We need the working group to do its work, and then I think that I would recommend in the working group that before it's paid out, that it's be clear what the criteria are going to be.
Okay, thank you. Is there more discussion on this subject?
Zach,
Brian,
please,
here, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry, did I get the Baruti?
Zach and Teresa.
Brian, again. I was going to say, it sounds like it's winding down anyway. I just wanted to say, in the interest of time, if the decision is not going to be made before, not the next meeting, but the meeting after our next meeting, maybe we could table this until then.
Is there
because it's 9:15 New York time now.
I would
prefer just voting it.
Okay. Our,
why revisit it? Let's vote it up or down and move on.
Okay, there's a request to table.
We have three subsidiary motions to vote on. I'm just pointing that out.
Absolutely, yeah, we do.
And we're an hour into a 10-minute item on our agenda.
Right. Okay, so the request is to table. If this is a motion to table, do we go to a vote on this? Or is there anyone who's opposed?
Yes.
Can we just do a quick, Casey, can we just do a quick little vote on this?
Okay. By the way, point of order?
Yes.
It's actually a motion to postpone.
Postpone.
Yes.
Okay, that was what I was going to say. It's motion to postpone until, what, the 18th?
No, not the meeting after, our first meeting after we approve the budget.
Okay.
Could we make a motion to postpone
point of order?
Until we consider the national office budget? I think that's when we would have the most concrete stuff in front of us on which to base the discussion.
What is the motion, Rudy? To postpone.
Motion to table until after we approve until after the 2006-2007 budget for the network is approved.
Okay.
Point of order.
Is there another? Okay, so that's the motion to postpone. There are people.
Point
opposed?
Of order.
Yes, Dave.
Yeah. Point. Motions to postpone are debatable, and I'd like to raise a point.
Please.
The thing is to do it after we've approved the budget essentially moots it. The very idea of it is, look, we want to be able to see the rationale and the numbers before these things are awarded until such time as we have a policy in place. So I don't see it as controversial, and I don't think we should waste our time anymore on any of this. I think if people agree with it, they should vote for it. If they disagree, they should vote against it, and we should dispense with it.